Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Parks are important. Parks, Astoria Parks and Recreation, has multiple sites and multiple events happening throughout the summer, and the fall, and the winter. In fact, continuously. A lot of people aren't aware that we have these facilities and these opportunities. And today, I have in the studio the new director of Astoria Parks and Recreation, Angela Cosby, and she'll tell us a little bit about herself and also about Astoria Parks and Rec. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
All right. Before we talk about Astoria Parks and Recreation, let's talk a little bit about Angela Cosby. Tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I grew up in Spokane, Washington. Lived most of my life there. I went to Eastern Washington University and received an undergraduate degree in recreation and leisure management. And then following that, I started at Gonzaga University and got my master's in organizational leadership. And I've worked for the different parks and recreation agencies in the Spokane area since, until I moved to Astoria here.
Which is, Spokane is, that's a city of how many? What's the population there?
Oh, when you just look at the incorporated city, it's just over 100,000, and then unincorporated, it grows enormously.
So you were dealing with an urban landscape of parks and recreation there.
I was. For the majority of the time I was there, I worked for Spokane County Parks and Recreation, and we serviced some properties and took care of facilities that were on the outer rim of the city. So we got a good mix of between rural and urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What made you decide to go into this field?
Oh, I'd say serving people in a way that they can go recreate and have fun and enjoy the outdoors.
And, you know, the word recreate, actually recreate, means, mm-hmm. you know, recreate, because we need that desperately, especially in today's world. Mm-hmm. Parks and recreation are ever more important.
Absolutely. When you participate and like recreate, you find such more of a purpose and start really enjoying life.
Yes.
More fulfilling.
And you refill your battery, because mm-hmm. recharge your battery, which mm-hmm. which you know, a lot of people are just living a pretty stressful life these days, and mm-hmm. to actually take the time to go to a park mm-hmm. or to take a class. Mm-hmm. So before we talk about all of the different offerings that Astoria Parks and Recreation has, and there's this incredible shiny catalog that we have here in the studio that people can also procure at any one of your sites. What is the mission of Astoria Parks and Recreation?
Well, it's to provide lifelong learning, wellness, and well-being through recreational opportunities that are dedicated to the preservation, natural resources, open spaces, and that facilitate and inspire and bring the community together.
And to that end, we have 43 park sites?
Yes.
In Astoria?
Yes. Can you believe it?
I think most people would be shocked by that. I mean,
yeah.
43. So just give us a little bit of a rundown. Are we talking about little tiny parks?
And some are very tiny, and then some are very, very large. Some of our different sites, I'll start from one end of town and work my way to the other.
Okay.
Just hitting the big ones. There's LaPlante Park. There's Alderbrook, and as well as Alderbrook Hall. There's Columbia Fields. There's Shively, the Column, the Pioneer Cemetery up on top of the hill, Fred Lindstrom.
Which is next to Peter Pan.
There's People's Park, the Riverwalk. There's Tapiola, even a 100-plus acre cemetery out in Warrenton, Ocean View. There's the 17th Street Pier. There's so much going on. Yeah.
I ask you, I think before we went on the air here, mm-hmm. about how does Astoria compare mm-hmm. to other small towns in terms of the sites that we have here and the offerings that we mm-hmm. have in terms of events going on?
Yeah, it's very rich as far as the sites that we have. Astoria is very lucky to have so many different public, green, playful spaces that they can go and enjoy. It's really a very good resource.
Yeah, it sounds like we have more than most towns this size.
Yes, absolutely.
And what made you decide that you wanted to come to Astoria and be here?
Yeah. In Spokane, I was serving such a large population that you start to lose the connection of community and to really getting to know the people who you're working with and serving. So I wanted to come to Astoria where it's a smaller community to where you can really see the impacts that you're doing.
And you've been here a couple of months now.
Yes.
And you replaced J.P. Moss. And, of course, that was a very controversial period of time. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming in and your goal is to?
Oh, to pick up where the department left off and continue making headway forward. That's both, I guess, fiscally responsible, but as well as what the community needs and wants. I serve Astoria the best I can.
What are the ways in which people can interact with Astoria Parks and Recreation?
Mm-hmm.
As I look at this book, it's this catalog here. It's really huge, and I think a lot of people think, oh, it's just for families. It's not. So let's talk about. We've talked about a few of the sites, but let's talk about the indoor sites. We've talked about some of the outdoor parks, the indoor sites, and then the kinds of events that take place there.
Okay, I'll start with our biggest one, the aquatic facility. So most people in town know where that is. The pool, it's a pretty happening place. But what everybody doesn't realize is all the different offerings that the pool provides. There is the water features, but also as well inside the pool, we have a weight room and cardio equipment for people who would like to exercise not in the water. And then in the pool, there's so many different classes, whether you're a senior that wants to take water exercise or an arthritis class, or you want to swim laps, or if you want to learn to swim. There's so many different opportunities that are presented there, or soak in the hot tub. There's a lot of different resources at that facility.
And your office is at the Aquatic Center
itself. Yes, my office is at the Aquatic Center.
And what are the hours of the Aquatic Center?
We open at 5 a.m. and we close at 7 or 8 p.m. right now.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, are the offerings different based on the season?
It is based on the season, and it's based on the day, too. Sunday is our shortest day where we close a bit earlier. The weekends, we typically wrap up around 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe we should also mention that the Astoria Parks and Recreation is a department of the city of Astoria.
Absolutely.
So you actually report to Paul Benoit, the city manager, and work with the city council.
Correct.
Okay, so the Aquatic Center is the largest facility.
Yep. Then we also have the Astoria Recreation Center. We call it the ARC. It's on 14th and Grand.
And most people here who've lived here a long time would know it as the former St. Mary Star of the Sea.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's still, it has its original form from the outside, so you kind of have to look around the corner to find us. But in that facility, we offer some youth programs for ages 6 and up is where our typical youth programs will be there, as well as a host of adult fitness classes and special interest classes. And the list goes pretty long into the special interest classes, from ballroom dancing to yoga and things like that. You'll have to take a look at our catalog, and depending on the season, to pick out which one you're interested in. But we do have an indoor cycling studio there upstairs. It's got some pretty nice views as you're riding the bike along. And then we also have a pretty great room that can be used for either, you know, dance classes, yoga. We have a boot camp class going on right now.
What is a boot camp class?
It's a mix of different exercises that uses light free weights. So it's a class where it incorporates cardio as well as strength training. So you're moving a bit to get your heart rate up, but then you're also lifting light weights while doing exercises to tone muscle.
And is that, what age group is that for?
That's for, well, it's for adults, but anybody can participate depending, you know, on your age. You can, it's your choice what weight level you pick up, or if you even want to lift weights throughout the process.
So is that a daily program, the boot camp, or
it is. Let me
looking at the catalog.
Pull out the schedule for you.
I think we also talked about before we came on the air today that I said, what would you like to see happen in the community? And you said, well, we have all these great facilities and all these parks and all these events and offerings. And there's this richness of all of this, and we need more people to interact and participate with it, with us.
Absolutely. I continually hear folks saying that, oh, that you know, I really want to get out there and take advantage of this opportunity. And it's so hard for us to find the time too, because we have so many other things going on in our lives and get so busy. But to for people to make it a priority to take care of themselves and go recreate, it's pretty important.
It's right here in our own backyard.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So boot camp.
So boot camp is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11.
Okay. And that's for people of all ages. And I know the fees are very nominal.
Yes, there are. The high end of the fee, you're going to pay $4 to attend the class. But if you decide you like it and you want to go more regularly, you can either buy a punch pass or you can buy a season pass as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So the Astoria Recreation Center, which is the ARC, the former Star of the Sea School, has ongoing things for ages 6 and up. Mm-hmm. And adult things on a regular basis.
Correct. The ages 6 and up, there's a teen center. There's a gym that we offer our after-school programs as well as summer camps at for youth. And then it's different classes for youth as well. There's roller skating, gymnastics, you know, all the different youth athletic opportunities as well.
How many staff members do you have at Astoria Parks and Recreation?
Full-time, we have 5 other employees. We are going to start recruiting for a grounds coordinator position. So if anybody listening and is interested in that, you can start checking the city's website. But currently, we have 5. And then part-time employees, we're looking at about 100.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. And so when you say a grounds coordinator, do you mean
maintenance?
Maintenance, maintaining the parks within?
Absolutely. Especially somebody who has a keen eye for, you know, trees and vegetation, and that really has the education and the skill to take care of some of our, you know, land properties with, you know, the knowledge and care that they require.
Okay. So a degree in landscaping might be helpful.
Absolutely. Or horticulture.
Or horticulture. And so is that already on the website now that you're
It will be within the next week.
Okay.
So to check it out for, it will be up for a few weeks. So people have time.
So this is the first you're hearing this on Coast Community Radio at the City of Astoria. Parks and Recreation is looking for a grounds maintenance.
Yep.
Person. And well, that would be, you know, one thing I want to mention is that I'm concerned sometimes when I see people cutting down too many trees, when we have some of these giant trees. Mm-hmm. I mean, we think we have such a rare thing here to have this kind of forested area by the water. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be very careful about cutting down some of these older trees. After the big storm, a lot of trees were taken out that I really think were just because people were afraid. Mm-hmm. And trees, not only the oxygen, the beauty, but, I mean, you cannot replace these. That's very important.
Yeah, huge asset. And that's what's so special about this position is that that's this position's job to really take care of those trees and nurture them so that way they're hopefully not in the position where they need to be cut down.
Good, because I had heard there was a rumor that there were some people who wanted to cut down trees up at the column, and I think a lot of the people in the community were very upset when they heard that. Uh-huh. Uh-oh, no more cutting trees down at the column. It has the great view. So there are always, you know, in every position there's going to be controversy. There are always people who see things from a lot of different angles. But truly sustaining what we have, I think, is paramount.
Yep, that's the goal.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking with Angela Cosby. She is the new director of Astoria Parks and Recreation. We've been talking about the fact that in Astoria there are 43 park sites. Yes, 43. And we've been talking about the indoor sites. So far, we have talked about the Aquatic Center and the Astoria Recreation Center. And you also now have a third indoor site.
Yes, up at Gray School. It's our Port of Play in Little Sprouts. So it's right on the backside of the old Gray School. And inside, most people in Astoria are familiar with Port of Play, but for those who are not, it's an indoor play space for youngsters. And when I say youngsters, I mean 6 and under. You can go in, have a snack if you want to purchase one, and play on a lot of really exciting equipment. And kids, it's a great opportunity for younger children to learn other facts as well. We have an awesome staff up there. And then as you continue down the hallway at that site, you get into our Little Sprouts Academy. That is a childcare facility for children 6 weeks to 6 years. And from infant care to awesome preschool that's just booming right now.
Really? And yeah. How many, you know, because I know I have a friend who's having a baby, and she's saying that where do I find childcare?
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
Here, you can give her this folder.
Okay. Little Sprouts Academy. Here it is.
Yeah. I would encourage anybody in that position to head up there and take a look at the facility. Our staff up there are great. They'll give you a tour and give you some information on our different programs that go on up there, because it is a really great place for kids to have fun and learn in a good, safe, clean environment.
Well, that's important to know, because I think that there has been, I just think a lot of people aren't aware, as you and I were talking about, of the opportunities that exist with Estuary Parks and Recreation. There's also something new that you're starting.
Yes, it is one of the City Council's goals for this fiscal year to start up a volunteer program, and it's something that I fully embrace and I'm very proud to be working on. We are at the very early stages of it, because obviously fiscal year just started July 1st, but right now we're in the phase of researching and making this foundation for a volunteer program, and I'm beginning to collect information on as many people that are currently volunteering in the parks, and you know, we just don't know about it because they're doing it quietly and picking up along the way, or also folks who want to become more interested. And that can be folks who are interested in coming out, you know, one day a year with their family and cleaning up the park near their house, or, you know, the folks who walk past a certain park every day and want to be able to do something in particular to help that park, or to help beautify space, or anything to really foster the relationship between the parks and the community.
So there's never been a volunteer program with Estuary Parks and Recreation before this?
Correct. There has not been.
And so how are you, or I mean, if someone's listening to this and they say, oh, I'd like to be a volunteer with Estuary Parks
Perfect.
And Recreation.
Come stop by the pool. We'll get you on our list. And that way, as we start moving forward, we'll contact you, see what your interests are. Because a lot of it is, too, is coordinating all the efforts of everybody. So we're not repeating it in the same place. And we can really make the most value come out of it. And so we can understand what the community wants as well, because that's what we're really about.
Yeah. How do you get community feedback if somebody's, you know, if someone goes to a park and they say, oh, this is not looking like this plant looks like it needs help, or do they just call you?
Yeah, a lot of people just give myself a call. A lot of them also call our park maintenance supervisor, Phil, who either one of us is great. You can stop by one of our sites, let one of our staff know, or give me a call or shoot me an email. We're typically able to tackle most things pretty quick. For example, somebody let us know a few weeks ago that that a swing was broken up at Fred Lindstrom Park. And it's, well, great. We probably would have noticed a few days later, but that allows us to get there even sooner to let us know that, hey, I was swinging and this and this came loose. So sorry I broke your swing. But okay. That way we can go in and get it fixed pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How is Estuary Parks and Recreation funded?
It is funded a few different ways. One is, obviously, it's a city department, so we receive some general fund monies each year. But it is an enterprise fund. So the way it works is the department, it's one of my largest responsibilities is making sure the department can bring in as much revenue as possible, because so that way the impact on the general fund is as minimal as possible. So a lot of our expenditures are covered by our user fees that we collect for our programs. But obviously, you know, your city parks are free. We do not charge to go outside and enjoy those. So there is, the general fund does help cover those costs.
And I know maybe we should also talk about the Estuary Column, which is an Estuary City Park. However,
we have a great working relationship with the Friends of the Estuary Column, who have been a real joy to work with so far since I've been here. They currently, I'll talk about what's been happening the past few years, and then I'll talk about the changes that are coming up. So the past few years, the Friends of the Estuary Column have collected the dollar parking fee, as well as ran the gift shop up there, as well as a whole fundraising and behind the scenes and a lot of work and effort that they put in. And then the Friends of the Estuary Column wanted to take it to the next step, this actually just starting this past June. so last month, took it to the next step, which is really great for our department. And so now they're starting with the maintenance as well of the park site. So a lot of the mowing, weed control, bathroom cleaning is now being taken care of by the Friends of the Astoria Column. And this is where... It's obvious it's a temporary arrangement, but the Friends of the Astoria Column have a really strong passion for the site, and they're going to be working on some big restoration projects and really enhancing the site as well. So while they're working on those projects, they offered to help maintain it. And that's a big benefit for our department because it allows us to focus on other sites as well, because we are, you know, we have limited resources just like everyone else. So it helps us be able to take care of other facilities.
So for a while, the city of Astoria was maintaining. I think the Friends of the Column was doing it. Then the city got involved and was doing it. And now it's back in the hands of the Friends of the Column.
Correct. Currently, it's in.
Even though the city owns it.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yep. And then I'm assuming that there will be opportunities for the public to weigh in because the Friends of the Column, again, in today's world where we have so much that is overinterpreted, in my opinion, overdone, it's important, I think, because this community is kind of, there's a subtlety here. It kind of sneaks up on you. And so sometimes, I hope that when they're in this process that the community will be involved in that. I'm sure that will happen.
Yes, I do know that any... changes that do take place up at the site do have to be ran past city council.
So. Okay. So So, and since we know we lost actually Don Webb, who was the Astoria city watchdog, the official city council watchdog, he passed away a couple of weeks ago. And so now if there are those of you listening who want to come to city council meetings in his honor and to know what's going on, because a lot of times the community later will say, I didn't know they were going to do this. Oh, I heard they're cutting trees at the column. Oh, my God, they're going to build a big interpretive center. I didn't know about it. Well, maybe going to those city council meetings early on, they would have found out maybe, and then they would have been able to weigh in and say, wait, you know, this is how we feel about it.
Yeah.
So that's important. It's very important to be engaged and involved. And especially, and I think you're right, the reason you moved here, in a small town, you can make a difference.
You absolutely can.
Make a difference. Yeah. All right. So we've talked about the sites. And let's talk about some of the programs that are going on. Tonight, there's something happening, right?
Yeah. Tonight, we have Brown's Mead Flats playing at Fred Lindstrom Park starting at 6:30. So it's a free concert in the park. Bring your family. We have our free concerts in the park for the rest of July on Wednesday evenings, starting at 6:30 up at Fred Lindstrom.
And that's the one that's next to Peter Pan?
Yep, that's the one that's right next to Peter Pan Market.
All right.
Fred Lindstrom, a.k.a. Peter Pan Park.
Okay,
it has
all right.
a few names. Okay. And then starting in August, you can just keep those Wednesday night free events on your calendar, because then in August starts our free movies. So then we'll be starting those coming up.
And so throughout July, every Wednesday night, there's a free concert for like, what, an hour or something?
It goes from 6:30 to 8.
6:30 to 8.
Yep.
Okay.
Bring your lawn chair, blanket. Yeah. Come hang out and relax in the park and enjoy the band.
Fabulous. Okay. Yeah. And then in August, the Wednesday night movies.
Apps. Yes.
And where will those be?
Those actually will be moving around from site to site so we can, you know, offer a movie in each neighborhood. But obviously the whole city is welcome to come. So you'll want to check our website for the location that it will be at that week. We're still putting a little final touch on it. We're trying to get a movie to be showing in the downtown area and picking out a spot for that. But we'll be showing Brave, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Ice Age, and then Wreck-It Ralph for our four summer movies.
Okay, that's fun. Those are family movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all family movies, all fun movies. I saw Brave. I loved it. I think maybe more adults should see, you know, more of these kids animated films, because there's a lot of wisdom there actually, and it's fun. And we just think, oh no. I mean, there's every time I try to find a great film that I want to rent or something, you know, it's just there's so much that's grim, that's horror, that's, you know, and so something that is uplifting and funny and silly is really important, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So those movies, how do you show them? You're outside.
We have a big blow-up screen and then a projector that shines on it and some audio equipment. So, it is outside, but you can see it and hear it, and it's a pretty great experience.
Okay, great. So these kinds of programs are continuing on throughout the summer.
Correct.
And then in the fall, there will be some new offerings.
Yes. Come the fall, we more head towards the indoors and we start offering a wider variety of fitness and special interest classes, as well as different opportunities for youth indoors as well. And really the best resource for people is to pick up one of our guides, the Shiny Catalog we're talking about.
Okay.
Because that will go through and list in detail each different activity.
And you can pick that up at the Aquatic Center in downtown Astoria. Well,
you can pick it up at any of our indoor sites, the Aquatic Center, the Recreation Center, or at Port of Play. And then there is also a host of different businesses.
And would they be up at the Astoria Column as well?
Yes, they'd be up at the Column. Good. I know also the Chamber has some.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Excellent. Great. So we just have a few minutes left.
Okay.
What else would you like the listening audience to know about Astoria Parks and Recreation?
I would like them to... if they're interested in volunteering, come get on our list. We won't overwhelm you with emails. We'll just say, hey, this is what's going on, or, you know, who's currently interested in helping out. And then also try out one of our programs if you're interested in going and seeing one of our sites or trying something new. We're a great resource in town. And then just get outside and enjoy the parks. Go for a walk along the Riverwalk and take the time to enjoy.
Yes, that's and it actually be is, again, we've talked about how important that is to mental, physical, and spiritual health to be able to do that. And we do have great sites here, and I think you're finding that you really like Astoria.
Yes, I love it. I'm in the process of buying
you?
A home.
All right. Well, you're going to stay here, it sounds like.
Yes.
So what surprised you about Astoria when you really made the commitment to move here? You've only been here a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So what's
how friendly everyone is. The community is very welcoming. When I moved in with my big truck and unloading it into a storage unit, a whole crew of people came and helped me, folks who I had never met before. And that's just kind of continued from the first day I moved here, is that everybody goes out of their way to make you feel warm and welcome.
Well, this community runs on volunteering spirits, mm-hmm. and also it is true we all have to take care of each other, and that's one of the beautiful things about Astoria. I think unless you travel a lot, people aren't maybe aware how rare it is that mm-hmm. you have all of this community. I mean, this radio station even. Mm-hmm. I mean, for 30 years it's been here doing what it's doing. And so let's give a website or a phone number. Let's give a way for people to reach you easily if they have questions for you.
Absolutely. So our website is Astoria Parks. It's pretty easy to find us. I'll give you my line if folks are interested in calling it. It's 298-2460. And you can give me a call. And that goes for if you're interested in a program in our class, one of our programs or a park site or volunteering. Otherwise, just head online and you can check us out at AstoriaParks.com.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Angela, thank you. I think we're very fortunate to have you. You're bringing some new, fresh energy and new eyes to Astoria Parks and Recreation. And I will look forward to seeing you out at one of the concerts. I love to walk up to the Column. I think it's a very peaceful place to be. So I hope we can maintain that over mm-hmm. the years. And thank you for the good work that you're doing already.
Thank
you. Onward. More moving on outside, indoors. Keeping our bodies moving, keeping our spirits fresh, recreating with recreation. Okay, I want to thank Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and I really appreciate all of you who listen to this program. Thank you so much. And I want to extend my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, on this amazing planet we call Earth.